Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com, by Rocket Mortgage and American Premium Vodka. And we welcome Corona, and you'll hear about that in the ensuing days, especially on Saturday night. We get ready for a big championship weekend. Looking forward to it. All right, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. We got a really good show tonight. Mike Griffith is going to rejoin us right here at 12 past the hour. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He got me and Tyler all riled up, but I mean, he got the audience riled up. I mean, his opinions on college football, interesting. And I'm going right at him. I'm going right at this cat. And I told him he's going to be with us through between now and the probably the Super Bowl, because we're going to want to put a postseason wrap on some college football stuff after the championship game and stuff like that. So, but what I told him was, look, dude, the Big 12 is just getting absolutely no respect. I mean, zero. I mean, they make it sound like, Ohio State's an NFL franchise. And you just heard maybe you didn't. Sports in 60. I think Ohio State's going to win the national championship. I do. Now, Tennessee's an outlier. I told you, SMU, nobody wants to play them. I mean, that would be like Butler winning the national championship or, you know, George Mason. I mean, it really would in basketball. But I'm just telling you, sit tight, folks. We're in for a ride. And I don't want to knock Michigan, but I just want to tell you, the win by Michigan over Ohio State Saturday is so overrated. It doesn't matter. Okay? Ohio State benefits with a loss. That is a flaw in this college football playoff system. They benefit. You watch the path that Ohio State has to the national championship game. And oh, by the way, before the Buckeyes lost that game Saturday to Michigan, and don't get me wrong, it was a horrible loss. They lost by 1 point on the road to the people's choice is the best team in college football, and that's Oregon. And I don't think they are. Not by a long shot. All right. Tyler Levine comes in, Mike Griffith. This ought to be great. And then the elephant in the room is the earthquake in San Francisco. Dom Jimenez will have his earthquake hat on. And we're glad the tsunami warning has been expired and put in the drawer forever. And then Dan Hampton, the former Bear great, will join us. We're coming back on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season. And Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. I don't know if I like that whistle, that Feliz Navidad behind that Corona spot. Little Doobie Brothers to get us back into the action. We're still efforting Mike Griffith. And that is one term a talk show host hates to say. We're efforting. Yeah, I get the effort, but I mean, no, I'm just kidding. But anyways, Mike Griffith, I told him 6:12 Eastern. I mean, I don't know what to say. Tyler, what'd you think of the whistle, the little Feliz Navidad behind that Corona spot? What do you think?
Nah, it's all right. I don't mind it. It's festive. Sure?
Did it distract you from what I was saying in the ad?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely not, Marty. That voice happened to be distracted.
All right. What did I say in the ad? Do you remember?
Absolutely not. Too focused on all. Too focused on what's going on, my friend.
All right, let's get into it. Let's start with Lions Green Bay. We got to talk about this tonight. And then we got the elephant in the room, the earthquake in San Francisco. And I was really nervous. I called Darren. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get through. And then I finally did. And then Dom put us to ease. And with Dom's going to sweep the bottom of the hour if we don't get Mike Griffith now, we may have to do it a lot shorter than we thought. But that is the elephant in the room. We got to talk about the earthquake in San Francisco. But real quick, Green Bay, Detroit. I am pumped up for this game tonight. Let's go. Let me hear.
I'm pretty pumped up as well. Right now, the Lions are a -3 favorite at home. You know, I listen, a lot of people will think the Lions are a significantly better team than the Packers, but these divisional matchups are very difficult. We actually, Marty, we have Mike now. If we want to bring him in.
Oh, we do. Let's get him in here right now. Let's go. Michael Griffith, how are you? Marty Terrell and Tyler Levine, we are so grateful for you. You really lit up our social media last time, a couple of 2.5 weeks ago. How are you, Mike? Welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing great. You just got to call somebody that's going to tell it like it is, guys. The public knows. Everybody's sitting out there looking at this going, are we missing something here? Is there a secret handshake? No, there's not. College football is a mess right now, and it's obvious to everyone.
We love it, Mike. Let's start with the mess. Where do you start? Alabama has no business being in this tournament. They lost 3 freaking times, Mike. Come on now. Let me hear.
Well, I mean, so they do and they don't, okay? If we want to do the 12 best, let's not mess around. We know that the top 5 or 6 SEC teams are among the 12 best. But that's not what this format's all about, right? We got to get the conference champions. We got to get the five highest conference champions in there. We all agreed on that. We got to get everybody to sign off on that. So, okay, here's the deal. You're going to get a Boise State, and you're going to get an Arizona State or an Iowa State. Nobody believes they're among the 12. But this is what you got to do to get everybody on board. We got some representation, some regionalism. We want to spread the love. All right, there goes five slots. All right, we're buying on that. But now we're saying, well, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. We can't punish the conference championship game loser. Oh, boy. So if you're already ranked in the top 12 and you're a conference championship game loser, you're probably going to be locked in. So that's good news for Georgia that may suffer a third loss. Penn State, right, haven't beat anybody, but, you know, I guess they've only lost one game, and the Big Ten brand is what it is. So they'll be in there, too. There's Indiana sitting there with a Cheshire Cat smile. Everybody knows they're a pretender. But, hey, they didn't play anybody, so good for them. Right? Let's be honest. We're just being honest. But to your point, if we want to shrink it down to Bama, here's what's going to happen. This is what I'm told is going to happen. We're going to find out. Because the money, well, first the scenario, all right? If SMU beats Clemson, then Bama's in clean. There, you know, there's that extra. But if Clemson, which is outside the top 12, beats SMU, which is the number 8, Clemson earns that automatic bid and that buy. Right. And now we're looking at a two-loss SMU versus a three-loss Alabama. And you say on the one hand, boy, you put Bama in, you got Alabama at Notre Dame, all the TV ratings are great. But wait a minute, SMU played in the championship game. You've got them ranked ahead of Alabama right now. That means if you drop them, you're punishing them for playing that. You can't punish them. Otherwise, these commissioners and presidents are going to say, we're getting rid of the championship game, and there's going to be a lot of money out the window. So I think that if SMU and Bama go head-to-head for that spot, barring a blowout or a quarterback injury, Florida State out there still crying them seminal tears from last year, barring quarterback injury or blowout, I think SMU's going to get the nod.
Mike, I wanted to ask you, you know, you brought up the point of teams being punished for playing in the game. The committee's made it pretty clear they're not going to punish teams for playing conference championship games. With that being said, there's obviously an absolutely massive game this weekend, Texas and Georgia. Texas's first year in the SEC. They haven't exactly beat anybody at all. The only really challenging game that they played against Georgia, they got punched in the mouth at home and got absolutely dominated. What do you expect out of the game this weekend? Because there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, they might really not give it their all. They might kind of lay down. Both teams are in. It doesn't really matter. Or are we going to see a Texas team that's going to give it their all because they got smoked by Georgia? Or a Georgia team that doesn't want SEC, or, you know, Texas to come into the SEC and win it in their first year? What do you expect out of that game this weekend with the implications of the playoff and where both teams stand right now?
Well, I think they both want to win it because, number one, they both want to break. You know, you play in the SEC, it's a high attrition league. It's more physical. It's fast. I mean, ask the NFL. There's been more guys drafted out of the SEC for 19 straight years. It's a more physical league. It's a faster league. Yep. You want to win games. You want that bye. You want the winner of this game gets a free ticket to the Sugar Bowl January 1st, and they probably get a week off from the coach, right? You lose, guys, we're going to be back at it again Monday, and nobody wants that. Georgia just played an 8-overtime game against Tech. Texas just went on the road and beat a bloodthirsty rival down in College Station. These teams are beat up. So the kids are motivated because they want a break, number one. Number two, obviously, if you get a bye, your chances of winning the national championship go up. It's one less game that you got to play. So there's some inherent motivation right there just by human nature. Now, you mentioned, you know, what, you know, they both think they're in. Well, Texas knows they're in. They got one loss. They're number two. They're not getting dropped out. They know that. Besides, they're Texas. They think everybody's going to kiss their tail anyway. Georgia, meanwhile, and they do, by the way, if you saw their SEC schedule. Georgia, meanwhile, you know, don't tell them they're in because they were number one last year. They were sitting there number one. Number one team had never dropped out of the playoff playing in a championship game. And they lose by 3 points to Alabama and Nick Saban, seven-time champ, and they get knocked out. History. So they're not sitting around Athens, Georgia, trusting the College Football Playoff Committee right now. I guarantee you that. Now, we can look at it objectively. Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, yeah, you told us that last year. So I think the human factor, I think Georgia is the more desperate team. But as for the actual breakdown of the game, Texas is, I don't want to call them an imposter, but to your point, they only played two teams in the SEC with better than a 500 league mark, and that was Texas A&M and Georgia, to your point. Georgia, meanwhile, has played the number one schedule in the nation. So when you look at who leads at all passing yards and scoring, there is a little bit of a difference, okay? Two, X factor for Texas. If you're Steve Sarkisian and your quarterback, Quinn Ewers, your veteran quarterback, not the fastest guy to begin with, got a little bit of an ankle, and you got Arch Manning. Guys, we're all waiting to write this story. You can see it, man. This kid is poetic. I mean, he's got the name, he's got the arm, he's got the acumen, he's got the wheels. He looks like Granddaddy Arch, right? So when does he get put? Can you maybe float him out there in this game? He's the X factor. He can cause problems. Mobile quarterbacks cause Kirby Smart defense's problem. But do you bench Ewers or do you lose him if you do that mentally? I don't know. When do you put – they put him in last time. He didn't do a whole lot, but that was midseason. He's played a couple games since then. So Arch Manning, the X factor for Texas. Georgia, meanwhile, they got their own story going on. We got this Carson Beck guy. He comes in number one. He's an NIL bonus baby. He's putting pictures up in the Lamborghini, private jets. You know, he's upset because Georgia leads the nation in drop. He's kind of turning everybody against him. But then, guys, play the music, right? It's 2nd and 7, first play of the second quarter. They're down 10-0 to Tennessee at home. Beck lowers his shoulder, runs somebody over, and all of a sudden, we got the comeback kid. He's on board. Everybody's behind him. Carson's going to put that million-dollar shoulder on the line. He has been unstoppable ever since. We got a second chance to America. Loves second chances. And Georgia's playing really well with Beck. So you got the comeback kid in Beck. You got Arch Manning over there marinating. Wait, Sarkisian's got to make the call. When's he put him in? I think it's going to be an exciting game. I just think Georgia's a better team, despite what it looks like on paper. That's why I'm picking Georgia to win.
I think, too, Atlanta's going to help. Mike, we got to ask politely, will you hang over just through the break? Because
sure.
I got Big 12. I got Big 12 people. So I'm going to use the words, plural. They're pissed off. I mean, the Big 12 fans in my neck of the woods are pissed off. So if you could
talk
tight,
we'll get you radio here. We got.
I got to be careful.
I'm going to hold on. We got people serving the country around the world. Dang right, I'm holding on. Let's do it.
Let's go,
man. Mike, you hang in there. We'll do another segment with you. Then we got Dan Hampton, the former Bear, great, going to the College Football Hall of Fame. He was an Arkansas Razorback. Thank you, Mike Griffin. You hang in right there. We're coming back. We are presented by Corona. Own a Corona during this great promotion we're doing right here through the Super Bowl and the Masters. How about that? As we die for every single loose ball that's out here. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, has agreed to hang on. We'll do another segment with him, a bonus one, and we'll get a earthquake update from Don before the show's over, the hour's over. Coming back on Sports Byline. And
attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Corona Beer. Corona Beer, and they're going to help sponsor our road shows to the College Football Championship in Atlanta, January 20th. But until then, campus games, Miami-Dallas is just going to be awesome. We got a lot to get to. And, Mike, I don't mean to throw you a curve. I do want to get to the Big 12 because I got Iowa State fans and ASU fans with their middle finger up on emojis saying, you know, that this committee is so effed up and blah, blah, blah. But Bill Belichick interviewing in Chapel Hill for the Carolina job. CBS Sports, it's not like it's some fly-by-night sports radio. Belichick to the college ranks? Are you shocked, or what do you think?
I mean, if the guy wants to work again, it's a good job, especially if they got money to spend. I mean, let's face it. There were some rumors that, you know, that if Saban ever came back, he wouldn't. Saban wouldn't. I think Ohio State would probably be the only thing that might lure him back. But North Carolina, I mean, yeah, they got, it's a well-heeled institution, no pun intended, but they got a lot of money there, you know, and it's tough on the ACC, though. The television contracts are what they are, but if Belichick wants to work and if he's washed out of the NFL and nobody really wants him, then this may be his only option to get work again at a high level.
Well, I mean, I got to think with all the coaches on the hot seat in the NFL, McCarthy, I mean, we could go to Sirianni if Philly doesn't get it done. I mean, we could go any number of places. I that just shocked me. I don't know. Maybe he's sending up a flare to the NFL saying, hey, you better get me now while you can. I mean, the Giants job could open up. I mean, it's all sorts of crazy stuff.
It will.
All right, let's get to it. The Big 12, listen, I'm so sick and tired of seeing, and I'm based in Iowa, so I'm going to be totally transparent here. But this idea that Arizona is just, you know, plug them into the 12th seed and let's move on to Selection Sunday before they play that game down in Dallas drives me nuts. I think Arizona State picked 16th and last in the Big 12 is a nice story. They're getting beat by Iowa State on Saturday in Dallas. Go ahead, Mike. You tell us.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think Arizona State might have one of the best logos in college football and a pretty cool stadium. But and don't forget, they did actually beat the worst team in the SEC by a touchdown at home, a whole 7 points. They beat Mississippi State, which, by the way, lost to every SEC team by double digits. So let's talk about parity. Anyway, I digress. Somebody's got to win that game. And the likelihood is they're going to be the 12th seed. I think that if Clemson were to beat SMU, they would jump them. Remember, Clemson only one spot behind Iowa State right now. I think they're 18. What are they, 15, 16, 17, something like that, 16, 17, 18. They're going to be the 12th seed. And whoever wins that game is going to have to play the 5 seed. And depending on how they drop the conference championship game losers, could it be Penn State? Could it be Georgia? Could it be Notre Dame? Whoever wins that game, you know, gets a free ticket to an on-campus loss somewhere else. The Big 12, just this particular year, and they've had some teams with teeth before, but I just don't see. Now, Iowa State did beat Iowa. That was somewhat impressive, I suppose. But to your point about Arizona State, I'm with you. I mean, they've been riding nice, but the schedule's been favorable, and, you know, I think that that team's probably going to cool off against the Cyclones.
Marty, I'm going to add in here and just say something real quick.
No,
boo-hoo
go ahead.
To those who are crying about that. How anyone with eyeballs, anyone who watches, you can't tell me that a team like Arizona State or even a team like Iowa State belongs in this playoff picture. If we're talking about what we want to see, calling it for what it is, what will sell the most tickets, have the highest ratings, and just point blank the best teams,
Like, if we pull up these rankings, Ole Miss is significantly better than both of those teams. South Carolina, significantly better than both of those teams. Miami, significantly better than both of those teams. And I don't believe that, first of all, anyone that is talking about Miami deserving to be in this college football playoff is, you need to get your eyeballs checked, put down the liquor. I don't know. Go get help. Because they have no ranked wins, two losses. It's a joke. Their defense is pathetic. And for me, Ole Miss or South Carolina, Ole Miss deserves for me. I could see make an argument for them being in instead of Alabama. I can. If you look at Lane Kiffin's tweet, he tweeted out a litany of facts, no opinions. I could see them having an argument to be in there. But this idea that the Big 12 deserves anything is crazy to me. Mike, I wanted to ask you, because Marty brought this up. You know, pre-show, Ohio State, he said the loss wasn't that bad. He's their pick to win it all. What do you make of Ohio State? Because for me, I said this, on Monday, that for me is a top five loss in sports of all time. Against that Michigan team at home, 20-point favorite, you only put up 10 points. Your fourth loss against them in 4 years. What do you make of this Ohio State team and the position that they're now in versus if they were the 5 seed, which is the clear path based on this bracket to essentially a semifinal, assuming they're going to wipe the floor with a team like Arizona State, Iowa State, even a Clemson, and then, you know, inevitably Boise State if they hang on and win their conference?
Well, if you can erase the preconceived notion that they're truly the fifth best team in the country, remember this committee basically cooked the books from the start when they ranked the Big Ten team so high based on one loss record. Okay, they didn't really do it on strength of schedule, because Ohio State's, they're a mystery to me. And really, Oregon is too, to an extent, because let's dial it back a little bit. Let's look at the Ohio State non-conference schedule. Akron, Western Michigan, and Marshall. Everything else is Big Ten. How good is the Big Ten? Oregon beat Boise State by 3 points. Who did they beat out of conference? What do we really know about the Big Ten? What do we really know about this Ohio State? They sure don't look as good as the one I saw that darn near beat Georgia in the CFP Peach Bowl semifinal a couple years ago. I don't really know how good they are. I'm not sure. I know Michigan lost 31-12 to Texas. I think Oregon put it on Michigan in the big house too, but Michigan, I don't even think Michigan knew who Michigan was for half the year. If it wasn't for the winged helmets, that might as well have been Eastern Michigan. They were awful. I mean, they lost a lot. They lost Jim Harbaugh, and they lost the illegal scouting advantage they had. That's a story for another day. Put a message on that title. But I don't really know about the Big Ten. I don't, and honestly, the parity, the NIL, it's taken a lot of the wind out of the sails. So when you lose a guy, for example, Georgia, used to be you'd have another guy just ready to go. He's another NFL guy right behind. That guy's transferred out. He's starting somewhere else. He's at Syracuse. He's at Purdue. He's, you know, the Texas D lineman transfer. Now you've got a freshman you're trying to coach up. You're coaching up the bottom of the roster is a little tougher when it's a 19-year-old guy, you know, that maybe graduated early and went through spring if you're lucky. You know, you really don't have the quality of depth. So when these teams take hits, you know, they're vulnerable. And if you catch them at the wrong time, or if they're beat up and they play two or three, the Big Ten, I just don't know how good Ohio State really truly is. Now, we've got one game. I think USC beat LSU out there in Las Vegas at the start of the year. But, you know, which LSU did they beat? You know, I don't know. They beat the one that beat Ole Miss in overtime, or they beat the one that, you know, laid down a couple other games. I don't know. So there's a lot of I don't knows right now to your point on Ohio State. But the fact that they were ranked so high earlier, the fact that the Big Ten, not the Big Ten, the Michigan Athletic Director, might as well have been the Big Ten, who's the chairman committee, took the books by putting the Big Ten up there up high. We're going, oh, they lost to a top. Indiana lost to a top five. Did they? Or a team that you told us was in the top five? I don't know. Yep. Indiana? Really? I don't know if I'm drinking this Kool-Aid.
No, I'm not drinking it either. But I want to stay in the state of Indiana. Notre Dame's the outlier. Can they win the whole thing? Can Notre Dame win this whole freaking thing? Well, no, hold on a minute now. I mean, Riley Leonard is an outstanding quarterback. They got a couple of nice running back, got a big tight end. The whole offensive line's going to the NFL to play on Sundays or Thursdays or Saturdays in December. I'm telling you right now, Notre Dame, they could win this whole freaking thing. Michael,
I guess
let me
as
hear.
Long as they don't run into Northern Illinois. I mean, come on, let's be real here. Notre Dame hasn't
no,
been
serious.
Pressed. I mean, they did. They beat A&M earlier this year before, you know, Mike Elko knew who everyone's name was back as a head coach. But they ran it up on Purdue. That's impressive. They did beat a pretty decent, I guess, a decent Louisville team. But they really haven't been tested. Now, somebody may point out, well, they beat Georgia Tech a lot more handily than Georgia. Yeah, but Georgia Tech didn't play one game in 19 days like they did before they played Georgia. I don't know. Notre Dame, to me, I think if they get pressed, I mean, look, Southern Cal has some great skill guys, but they're so light in the box. I mean, you know, I don't think Southern Cal was as legit as they've been. Certainly Lincoln Riley's got to get some linemen out there. I think if Notre Dame gets pressed by a team that's got a decent line of scrimmage, they're in trouble. I don't know that Riley Leonard can throw the ball effectively enough for them to win a national title. But, yes, they look powerful. They got a good back. They're good at the line of scrimmage. But I don't know who they've really been tested by since that A&M game. And, again, that was Elko's first game as head coach.
I'm just going to say this now, Marty. I would not be surprised if every Big Ten team that you're seeing here lost in the first round. As things are right now, I wouldn't be shocked if Penn State lost to whoever the 12th seed is, because I think Penn State is a fraud team. Notre Dame versus Alabama, as is right now, I'm taking Alabama in that game, no doubt. Alabama plays significantly better teams than Notre Dame every single week, essentially. And
well, Notre Dame had a horrible schedule. They had a horrible schedule.
Yeah, but how does that prepare them for a game against Alabama? Yeah.
I think you are what you are. Hey, Mike, we are out of time, man. Great job out of you. Let's do this again later on. Well, it's already Thursday, so it'll be early next week. I will talk to you off air. Give me 30 seconds to your servicemen and women, because I know American Force is very important to you. Give me 30 seconds. Go ahead. Holiday greeting.
Well, I'll tell you what, it really jump-started my life. You know, I got out of high school and went in the 82nd Airborne, and I had the GI Bill, and it was 3 great years to really understand the sacrifices that people made for our country and, you know, learn that motivation, that work ethic, that determination, and apply that, you know, once I was a civilian again. And it's made a difference for me. It's something I've carried through life. It's something I'm really proud of. You know, I consider it a privilege, and I'm really thankful for the folks that are out there serving, you know, protecting our country and our way of life. So thank you to everybody listening. It does mean a lot to me, and, you know, God bless.
Good job, Mike. Happy holidays. I'll talk to you in the morning. Good job out of you. Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, one of the best. He really does. He brings it hard and with passion. All right, we're coming back. Dan Hampton, the former, one of the monsters of the Midway, right? Headed.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. And we are so excited, seriously. And I know Tyler's pumped up too. You know, listen, there has been some dynasties in the NFL. There has been some teams where you just sat there and you were just in stone cold disbelief. Growing up in the Boston area, I mean, that 85 Bears team, my Lord. I think the one game they lost, I think I watched it, was to Miami. But that Super Bowl was painful. It was just painful. And in the middle of it was Dan Hampton. University of Arkansas, National College Football Foundation in Vegas on December 10th is going to honor him. But he's headed to the College Football Hall of Fame. He does a great job on radio for the Bears Radio Network, and he is Dan Hampton. He joins me and Tyler, Marty Terrell. Dan Hampton, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And unfortunately, both your Patriots and the Bears are kind of looking for answers at this time of year.
They really are. Dan, we'll get to that in a minute. Trust me, we want to get into the Bears. We want to get into some other NFL. But seriously, University of Arkansas, Razorback, let me ask you, what does this mean to you? I mean, the National College Football Foundation, they do an outstanding job down there in Dallas-Fort Worth. You know, we think of you with the Bears. It's probably a slight to your college career. Give us kind of a lead into your years in Fayetteville and being a Razorback, because that's how you're being honored. Then we'll do some NFL stuff. So go ahead. Let's hear, Dan.
Well, you're very kind, and I'm indeed honored to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. You know, when you're a little kid and you're throwing the ball around the backyard, I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame. You never, ever really think you could, you know, happen to you. But all that being said, I look at this as not only an individual accomplishment or honor, but a tribute to a football team that was really special. Now, you know, you said the Arkansas Razorbacks, and being from Boston, I'll bet you dollars to donuts you've never driven through the state of Arkansas. But at one point in time, thanks to a lot of really great players and great coaches, in my 4 years at the University of Arkansas, we won the Cotton Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and the Fiesta Bowl. I don't think that will ever happen again, and I'll bet you Boston College would trade for that right now, wouldn't they?
Dan, stop picking on me. You're picking on me now. Now, wait a second. I did fly into Little Rock once. I'm good pals with Calipari, who's now the coach there. Don't forget, he started at UMass. And I've flown into Little Rock and driven over to Memphis on I-40. Does that count, Dan? How did I do? Did I pass the
Absolutely.
Test?
Absolutely. And you did. You got.
We love you.
Yeah, you bask in the ambience of the Razorbacks. Yes.
You got it. Tyler, go ahead for Dan Hampton, then we'll get into some of the Chicago Bears stuff. And this ought to be good, folks, so I'm telling you, run the tape recorders, because this guy's not going to mince any words. But go ahead, Tyler.
Dan, how are we doing? Tyler Levine, absolute honor to speak with you. I actually wanted to jump right into the Bears stuff, because I wanted to ask on your opinion of the situation. Because from my perspective, obviously Eberflus got fired. That was a long time coming. The decision-making on Thanksgiving Day was utterly pathetic. But from my opinion, where I sit, that has to be one of the most attractive jobs out there for a head coach. I know people will think that that's crazy, but they have a franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams, who I believe will be great, and he's looked good at times this season. They have a lot of other good offensive weapons. And the Bears unite the city of Chicago like nothing else, more than anything. It's not the Bulls, it's not the Blackhawks, it's the Bears. So what do you make of the situation? Kind of, you know, what direction are they going to head in from here, in your opinion?
Well, and again, your assessment is pretty accurate. And I will tell you this, it's a wide open ball game. We've got five games left to go in the season. Thomas Brown, who a month ago was called the passing game coordinator, he was promoted to offensive coordinator 3 weeks ago. Things progressed on the offensive side. Unfortunately, we lost three games in a row due to ineptitude, unfortunately, by the head coach, and that's why he has been relieved of his duties. But Thomas Brown now is the head coach. And so we will see what we're going to see. We're going to play the 49ers on Sunday. And we all know the 49ers are not the same as they were a year ago. They're battling injury and other melees. But the one thing is, this is a team kind of searching for not only an identity, but a direction. And Thomas Brown has been able to give them a vibe, a juice that Eberflus never did. Now, all that being said, it'd be easy to say, sure, go get Mike Vrabel and have him put together a staff. I don't know what will happen, but I do know, as you said, this is a very attractive job. And yes, they've got some good players in a lot of different places. But, gentlemen, Caleb Williams, obviously, everybody knows who he is. He was the first overall pick. But I don't know if you're aware, he has now thrown 232 consecutive passes without an interception, the most ever by a rookie. So, you know, and traditionally, the one, you know, star-cross of a high-priced, you know, rookie future great is, oh, well, they're throwing the ball, but, oh, man, he's had interception. He hasn't turned the ball over in a month and a half. And this is going through, you know, a head coach being fired, an offensive coordinator being fired. All these different things have happened, and yet he has had a great resiliency, and he's avoided the, you know, catastrophic mistake. So there's no question in my mind.
Dan, I'll leave football to Tyler. I got to ask you this. I really do, because I think it matters. You guys were so dominant back in that era with Buddy Ryan and, of course, Ditka and McMahon. Dan, can you share with us what it was like to be so big, not only in the National Football League, but right there in Chicagoland? Whether it was Gibson's, the Drake Hotel, Mother's, the Lodge. I mean, come on now. You guys couldn't go anywhere. It was like the Beatles, for crying out loud. Can you take us inside what it was like to be such a dominant team? And, of course, Refrigerator Perry and all this stuff. It was beyond belief. You guys were like Saturday Night Live material. It extended up beyond football to pop culture. Tell us what it was like to be in a rock star-like environment back there in the mid-'80s. Go ahead. Let me.
Well, I think you paint a very accurate picture. I know this. You mentioned the only game we lost that year. We played a really bad first quarter and got behind and we came back. But all that being said, the night before, on a Sunday night, we land and go to the hotel in Miami. We can't get to the hotel. There's 8,000 people blocking the driveway, and the buses couldn't get to the hotel. There were that many people trying to get a glimpse of Walter Payton, the Fridge, McMahon, all of the, you know, the players. But here's the one thing. Very few people kind of remember the fact that MTV came out about 83. Well, we came out with the Super Bowl Shuffle that year, and it just knocked everybody's socks off. And it was, I didn't participate because I didn't want to be, you know, part of the sabotage, because we'd never been to a Super Bowl. And I'm like, hey, I'm one of those guys. I got to do it before I talk about it. But it was incredible. And 18 different players on the team had a radio show, a weekly radio show. That just tells you how immense the popularity of that team. And even today. Today I was doing a filming Pro Football Weekly. I stop at a gas station, going to pick up a Coke, and two guys go, hey, 85 Bears. So, you know, even though it was a long time ago, the folks in Chicago, and guys, the reason was, think back, in Boston, the very first Super Bowl that Tom Brady led you to, it was the answer to the prayers of a generation or two. Well,
100%. Yes.
Yeah, we hadn't won in so long that this town was starved waiting for the Bears. And since then, you know, the White Sox have won, the Cubs have won, the Bulls won six, the Blackhawks won. But we were the first ones to kind of break through, and the folks of Chicago have never let us down.
Good job.
Dan, I wanted to ask you just about, it's a very, obviously, it's a hot topic in the NFL right now, and you were a defensive player from a different era, you know, on a ferocious team. I'm curious to hear your take on the Azeez Al-Shaair hit on Trevor Lawrence last week. It landed him a three-game suspension, which I personally don't agree with, particularly because he's a running quarterback and all these, you know, rushing plays for quarterbacks are drawn up. It's kind of a bang-bang play. What is your take on that situation in the three-game suspension?
Well, you said it right at the beginning. This is not 1985. This is in 95. This is 2024. And nobody, trust me, nobody wants to watch Cooper Rush play for the Cowboys. Nobody wants to watch the backup for the New York Giants. Nobody. So what I'm saying is, you know, the decree of protection of quarterbacks, they've told us now for 15, 20 years. Now, you got to be a dummy if you don't understand it. And even though that didn't happen in my day, and that, you know, we obviously disapprove of it, but that's the rules now. And unfortunately, they're going to do that every chance they get because, again, nobody wants to see Daniel Jones and the Jaguars. They want to see Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, Dan, I want to say one thing about your radio career, and I want to remember someone who has passed. He was a good friend of mine. I saw him at a lot of Bears games, White Sox. I saw him everywhere. Every time I went to a game, the great late Les Grobstein, who loved you, and he would love to be there to watch you go into the College Football Hall of Fame. The Grobber. Well, give me 30 seconds on Les Grobstein.
Well, you know what? He was a legend. A radio legend of huge proportions here in Chicago. And, you know, he had such a passion. And back, you know, 5 minutes ago, 3 minutes, when I said the people of Chicago were so starved, so ready and willing to accept a champion, Les was that guy. He was the voice of the silent masses that had to put it up with all the idiotic nonsense of the Bears for so long, that he gave voice to the fact that, hey, for once we are now the team that everybody across the NFL looks to as the exemplar of greatness in pro football, and nobody appreciated it more than Les, and nobody appreciated Les more than all the guys on the team. He was truly, truly a legend, and you're exactly right. We are so sorry for his loss.
Yes. Hey, listen, thank you so much. Congratulations, Dan. Long overdue. It's going to be a great night in Vegas on December 10th. What a star-studded class you're going in with, too. Congratulations. I know the Grobber and everyone in Chicagoland is so proud of you and has so many memories we're all going to take away. So great job out of you. And thank you so much for giving us your time and your energy. You brought it tonight, Dan, like you did back in the day. Thank you.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to all. And I trust me, I can't wait for Tuesday night. It'll be awesome. God bless.
It's going to be great for you. Thank you. All right, Dan Hampton, how about that? Hey, Tyler, you know what?
What's up?
He agreed with you. He agreed with you. You feel good?
Look, you know, I'm not crazy. I know a lot of people might think I am. Sometimes I think I am, but it is what it is.
I'm a little. Yeah. You sit right there. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. 2 Minute Drill coming up here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
We do a little Dan Hampton rap, a little Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? Yeah, we do. It's time to say goodnight after a two-minute drill. I like Detroit tonight, Tyler. You're going to be all over this Green Bay dog stuff. Yeah, let me tell you something. The Lions need to roar tonight and flex their might, get some more separation, you know, make it a three-game. I mean, it's a two-game swing tonight. I mean, it's huge. I mean, if Green Bay wins, then, you know, Detroit's going to be singing for their supper. They won't have the NFC North wrapped up. I think Detroit double digits tonight. I really do. I know it's tight, but let me hear.
I find it odd that Detroit was a -2.5-point favorite in Green Bay, and they're only a -3 favorite in this game. I think that the Lions' injuries, Vegas is taking that into account. It's a divisional game. Green Bay is very aware of what's at stake for Detroit. You know, they get up for these games. They looked great against Miami, although I don't really know how much, you know, you can put in that. But I like Green Bay to cover +3. I love the over in the game. But I do think that ultimately when push comes to shove, the Lions will get the job done and win outright. That over is 52.5, by the way.
All right. Gun to your head. Soto says he's close. What do you think?
He's going to the Yankees.
Be honest. You really think so? I mean, be honest. Come on, really?
Look, every reporter in Boston and every guy with a podcast was saying that early this week, Juan Soto was announcing that he's going to the Red Sox. Last time I checked, it's Thursday. So all you guys who have your algorithms telling you Juan Soto is a Red Sox, check again because he's not. You're not aware.
You're such a Yankee homer. It's unbelievable.
I'm a common sense guy. It's a common sense. He's not a Red Sox. You're looking at these guys. All over Twitter. It was making me lose my mind.
It's not about common sense. It's about dollars and cents. And the Red Sox are about to write a big fat check.
Staying in New York. Yankees or Mets.
All right. I love you still. All right. Good job out of you, buddy. Hey, it's a football Friday. You got soccer tomorrow. We got the weekend edition. Dallas. All sorts of good stuff. Great job out of you, Tyler Levine. Thank you to Dan Hampton. Thank you to Mike Griffith, Atlantic Journal-Constitution. What a fun show today. Dominic Jimenez, glad you survived the earthquake. A 7-0 off the coast of San Fran, Northern Oregon and California. Dicey. Adios. We'll catch you later. Adios. We'll be right back.